Hi, welcome to the first episode of Pink Hill Sunset. Today, we're going to meet some of the folks who live here on Triple Creek Farm in Pink Hill, people and animals, and do a brief introduction. First is our dog, G, who is from a shelter, a rescue dog, and she is the most loving little terrier you've ever seen in your life. And we'll post some pictures on our blog of G and some of the other animals, and you get a chance to meet them. The other one to meet is our cat, our feral cat, who we call Sonny. Sonny lives in the barn and is very insistent that he be fed, but he's not willing for anyone to pet him or touch him, although once in a while, when he gets real comfortable, he will allow you to give him some cheese from your hand, but he won't let you touch him, but he's very, very good at keeping mice and other critters away from the house, and often leaves a dead mouse on the carport floor as a gift to us, letting us know that he's doing his job. So a couple of the other citizens, if you will, are two Tennessee Walkers, Spooky and Emmy. Spooky and Emmy are brother and sister. We got them from a horse rescue called Red Clay Ranch Horse Rescue in Georgia. They're both Tennessee Walkers. They're brothers and sisters. They're about 9 years old, roughly, and they are just hysterical. They are full of fun. They love running around the pasture. And of course, they love to come up to the fence and say hello. And of course, they always expect that it's time to eat. So they're always ready to run into the barn and get ready for me to, or Elizabeth, to feed them some grain and hay, which they just can't seem to get enough of. So they're a lot of fun. We'll have pictures of Spooky and Emmy and G and Sonny, and there may be some others that come along during the course of this broadcast. Now, the other thing is Pink Hill, North Carolina, is located about 90 miles east of Raleigh, North Carolina. So it's in the coastal plain, about an hour from the beach at Wrightsville Beach or Topsail Beach. And it's a primarily a farming community. Historically had been a center for tobacco growing, including here at Triple Creek Farm. We grew tobacco here years ago. But for a variety of reasons, that's no longer a common crop here in eastern North Carolina. There's still some tobacco, but compared to the last 30 years or so, when almost everybody had at least some tobacco, now it's really concentrated in the hands of larger operations that have grow many, many more acres than historically had been done. Here at Triple Creek Farm, for example, for many, many years, Elizabeth's father grew about 10 acres of tobacco, and that was a good thing from a financial perspective, a good cash crop. Just by way of comparison, tobacco in general generates about a $5,000 per acre profit. And you compare that to some of the crops you might be familiar with, like corn, soybeans, which generally are somewhere around $400 or $500 per acre. So 5,000 versus 500 an acre. Now, some crops like strawberries, which are also common around here, and blueberries for that matter, strawberries generate about a $2,000 profit per acre. But strawberries are quite a bit of work, quite difficult to grow compared to other crops. So you don't see it as commonly in the farms around here as you might expect. Pink Hill, the little town of Pink Hill, which we're roughly a mile from, is located in Lenoir County, North Carolina. We're in Duplin County, right on the border with Lenoir County. And Pink Hill is a town of about 500 people, and it's actually been pretty steady at around 500 for quite a few years. The mix of people had changed. There used to be a lot of shopping and merchants in Pink Hill. There was car dealerships. There was quite a few grocery stores and drug stores and things like that. And most of that has changed pretty dramatically. Now you have, I believe it's one drug store. I think there's one grocery store technically in the Pink Hill city limits. Most of the little shops and merchants that historically had been here really aren't as common as they used to be. You have a few boutiques and secondhand clothes type of places. There's a couple of barbers, hair places, spa type, for a day spa type activity or that sort of thing. But in general, it's still in business. It's just changed quite a bit. So here at Triple Creek Farm, we're a farm of roughly 600 acres altogether. That's actually made up in several parts. The actual section that we live on is about 200 acres, I believe. And this is primarily used for cattle grazing, for raising cattle. Black Angus beef, Elizabeth's father, my wife Elizabeth, her dad raised Black Angus cattle, actually grass-fed Black Angus cattle, since the late 1950s. Late 1960s. He was one of the first to raise grass-fed cattle. And there's still some of that going on here, although we are looking at possibly getting into growing hemp for CPD oil. We're talking to some folks about that. We're also talking about growing a plant you might not be familiar with. It's called giant miscanthus grass, MICANTHUS grass. It's a beech grass that's been around for about 100 years, and it actually generates the most biomass per acre of any plant that you can plant. It is not invasive, and it's used as pulp, for example, in the making of disposable paper plates and containers like a restaurant carryout. It's really an alternative to styrofoam. The cool thing about miscanthus grass is that it converts back to soil in about 3 or 4 months, unlike styrofoam, which does not convert at all and can take thousands of years to turn back into soil when it's put in a landfill. So it's a lot better than other alternatives. It's not really common. If there's a quite a bit of miscanthus grass grown in our part of North Carolina, and a majority of that is actually used for bedding in the poultry houses. Pink Hill and our surrounding area is really a center for chickens and turkey as well as hogs. Chicken and turkey operations are very significant in this area, and they're using the miscanthus grass for bedding, which is much better than what they used to use, which were wood chips, which for a variety of reasons could not be recycled, believe it or not. So with the miscanthus grass, they're able to, once a group of chickens has gone to market, they're able to go through the chicken houses and just sweep everything into a big pile and then recycle the whole thing, because the miscanthus grass enables them to do that. So it's a very cool thing. It's also a beautiful crop. It grows really tall, like you might expect a beech grass to look like. And kind of like, to me as a city person, kind of like wheat. It looks from a distance like a tall wheat grown in a field. So I like that. I think that's pretty cool. Incidentally, also on the same subject of appearance in the fields, I have to say tobacco as a plant, if you have not seen it in the field, is really quite a magnificent plant, certainly compared to corn and soybeans. If you ever get an opportunity to look at a field of tobacco, you can understand why the Indians and the early settlers were so interested in growing it. Of course, the use of it was one thing, but it also really thrives in the sandy soil here of Eastern North Carolina, the heat and humidity. But I do highly recommend, if you ever get a chance to take a look at it, it's really great. Okay, so with that, we're going to wrap up this first episode. We're working on coming up with our episodes for you, so you can meet some of the people around here and hear about farming and some of the issues that we all deal with here in Eastern North Carolina. And I really appreciate you checking in and listening, and we'll be publishing our blog very soon, and look forward to catching up with you soon. Take care.